Well, sir, I said the landlord of the hotel the other day, now whereabouts in New York do you keep the post office? He said, what do you want with the post office? I said, well, I have written a letter home to Mother and Samantha Ann, and I want to take it down to the post office and mail it. He said, why, you don't have to go to the post office. Do you see that little box out there on the corner? I told him I calculated as how it did. He said, well, go right out there and put your letter in that box and it'll go right to the post office. I said, well, now, gosh, old hemlock, ain't that handy? Well, I went out there and I had quite a time getting my letter in the box. In fact, I didn't get it in. I opened the door and there was a lot of knobs and hooks and hinges. Well, I turned on a knob and pulled down on a hook and a lot of wheels commenced to buzzing and flying around, and I think all the fire bells in New York commenced to ringing about that time. Well, I looked around to see where the fire was, and a lot of hook and ladder wagons and fire engines come galloping up to where I stood, and they had one big soda water bottle on wheels, and it busted and throwed soda water all over me. Well, sir, them firemen was madder than a wet hen. One of them come up to me and he said, what are you trying to do with that box? I said, well, I had just written a letter home to Mother and Samantha Ann, and I was trying to mail it. He said, why, there's a letter box over on the other corner. You let this box alone, you old AC. You called out the whole fire department of New York City. I said, well, you're a likely looking lot of young fellers. Won't hurt you any to go back again, will it? Well, I went over there and put my letter in that box, and I was standing there looking around. That feller come along, opened the box, and commenced taking the letters out. Well, I did tell a whole lot about them post office robberies when I was postmaster at Pumpkin Center, and I just calculate I'd arrest him right then and there, and I grabbed him by the nape of the neck, and I plopped him down on the sidewalk and shot on him. I hollered, fire, murder, watch, police. A lot of constables come running up. They said, what are you trying to do with that man? I said, well, I caught him right in the act of robbing the United States Post Office, and by heck, I arrested him. Well, they all commenced to laughing, and I found out I'd arrested one of the postmasters of New York City.